Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu mulatafati al-yatimi wal-banati wasa'iri du'afati wal-masakini wal-munkasirina wal-ihsani ilayhim wal-shafaqati alayhim wal-tawadu'i ma'ahum wa-khafti al-janahi lahum. The chapter on the compassion for orphans, girls, the weak, the destitute. In other words, compassion for orphans, compassion for the girls, compassion for the weak, compassion for the destitute and the broken-hearted, and doing good to them, being compassionate towards them, and being humble and down to earth with them. What a beautiful topic. Generally what happens is, person thinks that the more strong, the more brave, the more brazen he is, or the more hard he is in general, not in specific circumstances, in general, whether he's hard with the weak, with the females, with the orphans, with the destitute. But Islam is showing us that there is benefit, there is fazail, there is great virtue for being compassionate, being soft, being kind to those people that are orphans, that are weak, the destitute, the broken-hearted, doing good towards them, being compassionate towards them, being humble and down to earth with them. We just finished off the chapter of the virtue of those people that are weak, those people that are not distinguished, those people that are poor. So this shows that Islam has different value systems to the secular world. Secular world, you won't find these type of things where there's virtues for people that are weak, people that are undistinguished, people that are poor. And here again, you won't find virtues for being kind towards orphans, weak, destitute, being compassionate towards them. This is something that is espoused, something that is taught to us by Islam. So therefore, sometimes, unfortunately, you find Muslims also making these statements today, that why do we always want to be treated differently? We want to be treated differently because we are different. Allah Ta'ala has made us different. Our value system is different. Sometimes we take our value system and we try and make our value system like the values of the West, like the values of the secular world. Unfortunately, these are not our values. Our values are such that we identify with the poor, we identify with the weak. Our desire is not to have any fame and glory in this world. Our idea and our outlook is to please our Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That is our main objective in this world. So therefore our thinking is different. So therefore we shouldn't think to ourselves that why do we want to be treated differently. We are different. We should understand that. In fact, when it comes to rights, as we mentioned before, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that the Muslims is rights orientated. Sorry, not rights, duties orientated. A Muslim is duties orientated. In other words, what is my duty towards my neighbor? What is my duty towards my parents? What is my duties towards my fellow Muslim? What is my duties towards my seniors? He's all the time looking to see what is his duty and how he can fulfill his duty. So he's duty orientated. But the secular world, you find the law and the court, everything is rights orientated. What is my rights? What rights do I have here? What rights do I have there? What rights do I have in another place? So the secular world is rights orientated, all the time demanding our rights. But Islam is such, duties oriented. Majority of the time, yes, there is rights for people, not to say no, there is right. But majority of the time the focus is on duties. What is my duty at every given time? What is my duty? Am I fulfilling my duty rather than having the desire to keep on demanding my rights? So anyway, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought a few ayat under this chapter. We'll just do the ayat today and we'll continue with the ahadith from tomorrow inshallah. قال الله تعالى واخفض جناحك للمؤمنين. Allah Ta'ala says, and lower your wings for the believers. Lower your wings. In other words, humble yourself. Humble yourself for the believers. Don't be one that shows attitude, one that shows arrogance, one that shows haughtiness. Be one that shows humility. This was the hallmark of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sahaba. To such an extent, when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached Madinatul Munawwara, and the people were coming, they were actually, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to save Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the burden of meeting everyone that is coming. Can you imagine how excited those people were coming to meet in droves and coming individually and so many people coming. So to save Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the difficulty of meeting everyone, he stood in front and they thought that he was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What humility. No pomp, no glory, no red carpet, nothing. He was there with Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq made him rest in the back and he was meeting all the people, just so that he can save Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the extra burden of an arduous journey and now having to meet everyone. This is what you call humility. Nobody knows that even he is the Rasul and who is his companion. So much of humility Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Allah Ta'ala says, restrain yourself with those who supplicate to the Sustainer morning and evening, seeking His pleasure. Do not divert your attention from them. وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. Don't take out your attention from these people. Sometimes the thought may be that look at the others. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. It didn't happen to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this message was for us. Then don't divert your thought or don't divert your attention from them acquiring this worldly life. وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Sometimes the thought comes that why should we always be focused with the pious people, the simple people? Let us divert and look and see what the rich are doing, what the famous are doing, what the popular are doing. Let us live in that lifestyle. Let us mix with them. The thought may come. What a beautiful ayat. Keep your eyes, keep your gaze focused on these people. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ. Stay, remain firm with these type of people. When you're choosing a circle, choose a circle of poor people. Choose a circle of people that are devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try and mix in this type of circle. This is the circle that you should be mixing with. And in fact, the ayat says, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ. Hold yourself firmly. Make an effort to be with them. Stay with these type. In other words, stay fast and hold fast with these type of people. And this is what Islam is teaching us. Something completely different to what we're being taught in the economic textbooks. Something that we're being exposed to from the world, secular world. Islam is teaching us something different. And this is the things that bring the barakat. These are the things that bring the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think I mentioned this incident, but just as a refresher. Maulana Junaid from Sneme was mentioning that at that time when they needed to dig a borehole there in the madrasa, so they call the person who digs. Their near maksat of starting this whole thing is how we can help the poor, how we can identify with the poor, the indigenous, the locals, how we can see that how Islam can reach them. So that was their objective, to start a maktab, start a madrasa where the focus is on the locals and helping the poor. So he said this was our near of starting and this was our near of doing our work. So anyway, when they called the people to drill the borehole, he says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it such that person tells him who dug the borehole that this particular spot that we dug, there are seven streams that are converging in the one spot. Not just one stream, seven different streams. And the quality of the water is so perfect and so good, there is absolutely no need for any type of filtration system. There is no need for any type of purification. The water is so good. So he said, my style was, whenever I got any news, I would go back and make mashura with my ustad. What do I do? That this is a hallmark of a believer. This is a thing, something that we got to bring in our lives. That always making mashura with our seniors. We got seniors, if we are in the work of Dawood in Tabligh, we got seniors, we make mashura with them. A person has got a sheikh, he makes mashura with him. A person has got an ustad, he goes and makes mashura with him. He doesn't think that he's a freelancer, I can do what I want, whatever comes in my mind, I do. All the time he's under someone. This type of person will progress. He said, I went to my ustad, my sheikh, I asked him, that what must I do here? This water is so good. He said, don't pay any attention to all the praises that are coming. First thing you do is read two rakat salatu shukr. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the quality of the water. Second thing you do is run pipes from here to the outside of your property and ensure that the poor are allowed to take water for free. Now this is the thinking of the pious. How the poor, how we can be a benefit to the poor. So he said, immediately I did that, I run pipes outside. He says, now what happened was the people came to know that this quality of the water is so good, there's so many streams that are converging, natural spring water coming up in such good quality. He said that bottling plants approached us that they want to do some bottling there. So now he says, I went again to my ustad to say, ask him. My ustad told me that make niyat that you're going to give this water for free. Don't bottle the water and sell it, because that will affect the niyat in your heart. You continue giving it for free. Now Allah Ta'ala's assistance comes in different ways. He said, we carried on. We didn't worry. Although the plant was saying they'll give the madrasa so much and we'll help to grow, that wasn't our niyat. Our niyat is we're doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we refused all that. Recently a dialysis clinic was also put up there for the poor. So now when the person or the people that put up the dialysis clinic also, what they do is they have to test the water that's going into the human body. So this person says, that who set up the center, he said, I set up many centers like this throughout the country, and I haven't found one with so good water that we don't even need to put a purification plant, filtration, nothing. This water got 0% bacteria. It can be pumped directly into the human body. So when a person's niyat is right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the conditions around him right also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him. So So like that, so many different things mentioned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing this quality of sharing, of caring. This is the style of a Muslim. The more he shares, the more he cares, the more Allah ta'ala will give him. And the more a person wants to take from, the more he wants to be hard with people, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the conditions turn against him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As you know, the Jamaat is here again today. We should try, inshallah, and participate in all the programs. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.